You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Private wells supply drinking water for a big chunk of Wisconsin's population, about 25%, according to the Department of Natural Resources. And there's been rising concern lately over potential contamination of that water with nitrates, among other pollutants. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services estimates that there are high nitrate levels in about a tenth of Wisconsin's currently used private wells. Our next guests are working on legislation they say will help protect the people who rely on that well water. They're both Republicans. State Senator Patrick Teston represents the 24th District in the Portage area, and Senator Robert Coles represents Wisconsin's 2nd District in northeastern Wisconsin. Senator Teston, thanks for joining us today.
Great to be
here. And Senator Coles, thanks for coming up.
Great to be here.
Let's start with well water. Senator Coles, can you talk about the problems people are facing with nitrates in their wells? This is an issue around the state, I know.
Well, it is, and this is Pat's specialty, because he has a bill that came through the committee that I chair, and we're very interested in moving that bill out of the committee relatively quickly. It's
and
a significant initiative around the state, and Pat's been taking the lead on that.
The Senate Bill 137, I think.
That's correct. So right now we have anywhere between 40 to 44,000 wells that are contaminated with nitrate above the 10 parts per million, which is the recommended level through the EPA. So we know it's a huge problem in certain areas of the state are more susceptible to nitrate contamination. So districts like mine that are concentrated primarily in the Central Sands region where there's more those wells are more susceptible to nitrate contamination just because of heavy ag use and other uses as well. So the bill that we drafted, SB 137, creates a new pilot program housed within DHS. So currently, there is a well compensation fund that is administered through the DNR. Now, in relation to nitrates, you only qualify if you're over 40 parts per million, which is four times the EPA safe standards, and you have to have livestock in your land. So for tens of thousands of homeowners across the state, they don't qualify. So this legislation would create a new program housed within DHS. We would like to appropriate $10 million for this new program to allow homeowners up to $2,500 to receive grants to go towards either a filtration system, reverse osmosis, towards a new well, or anything that's going to get them within below 10 parts per million nitrates, which is below the safe standards. So we're excited about this. We've gotten a ton of great feedback and support, and I'm confident that we'll hopefully get this through.
And Senator Coles, what do you see as a timeline for this one piece of legislation we're
talking
about today?
Well, we've been working on a few tweaks to the bill, you know, with the author and the DNR. Senator Teston's met with the DNR and some other folks, and we're waiting for a sub or an amendment. I'm not sure either one. So in the next couple of weeks, I would think.
And some people have called in over the last couple of years since we've been talking about nitrates and groundwater. They're saying, hey, let's tackle the problem. And as they see it, the problem is high density of livestock in some places and not enough controls over runoff for those. Is that a problem you'd want to tackle separately, whichever one of you wants to jump on that?
Well, from the broader point of, okay, you've got the nitrate problem, which Senator Teston has put a lot of time into, and you've got E. coli, and sometimes some other issues. We passed a bill in the Senate just this last week that will attack the issue of runoff, that will help entities. It could be farms. It could be other. It could be municipalities. It could be golf courses. Anytime there's runoff. But the more dangerous stuff that you just mentioned, we're having difficulty really moving forward in what's called non-point pollution, and that covers all these things. And what this bill did that we passed last session would create a clearinghouse. See, under current law, a point source discharger that's facing some kind of a limitation can one-on-one deal with a non-point entity. Well, that's very difficult to go out and deal with that individual entity. The clearinghouse would be a place where credits would be collected, and then the point source entity that's facing their next effluent limitation, and that could be municipal water plants, it could be cheese makers, it could be paper companies, et cetera, they could go to the clearinghouse and buy credits. And the beauty of this is that we would force additional cleanup, more than we'd get through just regulating the point source discharger. So this is a way, if we can get this thing signed into law, and I think we're going to, to grab far more pollution, more nitrates, you know, more E. coli, et cetera.
So if I had this right, if I own a golf course, and I don't, but if I did, and I did some great work reducing runoff in mine, I have some credits. I can sell them into the clearinghouse, and maybe the farmer across town can buy some of those credits. So it was an incentive for me in the first place.
The point source discharger would buy the credits.
I get it. Okay.
Remember, you got non-point, lots of different, hundreds if not thousands of different places where there's runoff. So this would be attacking it from a broader point of view once we get this thing up and running. And we'd be the first state to do this, to have this clearinghouse that would be it would be put out to bid. So it's possible a private entity would be running it with DNR oversight. So there's accountability. They wouldn't be able to just do anything. So when, let's say, a municipal water plant is facing their latest phosphorus cleanup criteria, they would be able to go into this clearinghouse, buy the credits, but they would be getting more because we have a 1.2 to 1. We would be cleaning up more pollution than they would otherwise. In fact, it would end up being because there's the various charts that have been worked verified by EPA and DNR would require more than what is currently being cleaned up by just the point source discharger. So all this runoff will, we believe, attenuate over a period of time the E. coli and the nitrates that Pat's concerned with.
It sounds a little complicated for the user, for the non-point or the point polluter. Is this going to be pretty easy to make sense of?
I believe so. And I think one of the reasons why it's going to make a lot more sense if it gets signed into law is just given the fact that you have so many stakeholders from a wide spectrum who have come to the table that realize this is a problem, we need to address it. And what I'm really excited about is the fact that since I've been in office, you have all these stakeholders who often at times have been on opposite sides of the issue and have at times been at odds with one another. But I think what you're starting to realize and see from individuals is that clean water, it's not a partisan issue. It's not a Republican or Democrat issue. It's a Wisconsin issue. And we want to make sure that we're putting forth the best policy possible that is going to balance the needs of our various industries, from manufacturing, from agriculture, but also making sure that we are good stewards of our natural resources. So that's why I believe you're seeing so many different approaches being thrown out right now, from our bill dealing with nitrates, from Senator Cole's bill dealing with this new clearinghouse, is to really take a number of different approaches to make sure that Wisconsinites have clean water and that we have our strong natural resources right here in the Badger State.
And I'd just like to throw in, you know, the generations of effort from money put on the point source discharge, municipals and industrial. We're talking 50 years at least. We're finally seeing, you know, great improvements in like the Fox River that runs through my district. But we haven't been able to really hammer on the non-point. Now, this isn't going to happen overnight. Meanwhile, people's wells are damaged, you know, thousands and thousands all over the state. That's why Pat's bill, Senator Teston's bill, is so critical, because this isn't going to be fixed in 1 year, 5 years. This is going to take a long time, continual effort. And that's why you have the monies for filtration or for new wells is so important.
One more piece of legislation I wanted to get into before we're out of time, a bill that I think both of you are working on aimed at raising more money for DNR water protection efforts. Where's this coming from, Senator Coles?
Currently, the CAFO monies, a good chunk of those are diverted into the general fund. And the bill that we're working on in the committee would keep that money at the DNR in order to generate, in my case, the bill did one position. Now, we need more than that. I introduced this as to make a point that, hey, the various permittees are paying this money in. Meanwhile, the audit that we had done that's now about a year old showed that there's a great deficiency going on as far as the individuals that graduate from Stevens Point, Pat's alma mater, UW Green Bay, my alma mater. Those young people that work for the DNR, they don't have enough of them to keep up with the permits. And whether it's CAFOs or other industrial dischargers or municipal water plants, we need about five people. Now, there is a provision in the budget that I'm interested in following. But if we keep more of that permit money there, will be able to pay for those individuals that design the permits. This is at the heart of our water pollution efforts. You have to have those people that I would consider experts that know how to design permits and tell that individual discharger, you know, how it's going to be, how you're going to comply with the various standards.
So this is a fee that the confined animal feeding operation, the CAFO, pays currently. Some of the money goes into what we're talking about. The rest goes into the general fund. Now it would all go into water conservation. Is that right?
Correct. We want to make sure that we have adequate staff at the DNR to administer these permits. Regardless of whether you agree with CAFOs or not, we want to make sure that there's proper oversight, that they review these permits correctly and ensure whether or not these projects are warranted, and that we're doing our best and our due diligence to ensure that we're looking out for Wisconsinites.
And Senator Coles, this does have a price tag because this is money that now would not be going into the general fund, right?
Yeah, it's about $80,000. But again, I did this to make a point here that, hey, these various CAFOs are paying all this money in, and then we don't have enough staff. It's like, we've got to have the staff. So in the budget, the governor asked for 5 positions, and he asked for some other increases. So the Fiscal Bureau and the Joint Finance Committee hopefully will sort this out. I'm trying to follow as closely as possible. The bottom line is we need about 5 more staff to catch up with the backlog and make sure that there's enforcement, accountability for those point source dischargers that may not be doing the right thing.
And Senator Coles, let's wrap up with you. I know you've been following and working on conservation issues in the state for a long time. Do you see an appetite for this kind of legislation in your own caucus, Democrats, and the Assembly as well?
I do. And based on the unanimous vote last week on the Pollution Prevention Partnership, the clearinghouse concept that we just talked about, mm-hmm. I see it. There's wind at our back. I think people are seeing this as a very much a bipartisan issue, and I think we're going to make significant advancements in a number of areas, not just the bills that Senator Teston and I are working on, but I think there'll be several good things coming out of the Speaker's task force that we both serve on.
Senator Coles, we'll leave it there. Thanks for coming up to the studio.
You're welcome.
And Senator Teston, thanks for being here again.
Glad to be here.
That was State Senator Patrick Teston and State Senator Robert Coles. They joined us for a look at several pieces of legislation they've introduced focused on drinking water quality issues here in Wisconsin.